Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Labor Day. Isn't it Labor Day today, Neil?
No, we're laboring.
We are. That's exactly my thought. As usual, we are laboring.
I don't know why, you know, they call it Labor Day and then they give you a day off.
I know. No, we don't, unfortunately. Too bad for us.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. But here we are serving the public on our regular Monday. And we welcome everybody to the show today. We're talking about the most misunderstood chakra on today's show. But first, I'd like to invite everybody that's listening or in the queue to join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our show because your support helps keep us on the air. Also, you may join us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can like Neil Baker Psychic, or you can send us a friend request on our Neil Kristen Baker page, Twitter account. Still figuring that out after 3 years, but you know, I'm not really a marketing person. So, you know, since I do all of our promotion,
you love going to the market.
I do like going to the market. That is true. I like grocery shopping. One of my activities. I enjoy.
So how can you say that?
But no, you know, as far as promotions go, I'm not into the whole marketing field. But somehow, the responsibility has fallen on me to do that. So I do my best, obviously. But anyway, let me market Neil for a moment. 562-596-7818 is his direct number. If you'd like further conversation beyond the show, but today's show, and of course, we get to our callers at about 15 to 20 minutes after the beginning of our show. We're a little late today, but that's because we were resistant because of the holiday.
Oh. Are we late, really?
A little bit, but it's okay. So we'll be getting to our callers shortly. Just keep your place in the queue because that helps me keep the order intact. All right, everyone. The most misunderstood chakra. So, you know, many of the chakras, very clear what the function of the chakra is and the esoteric meaning of the chakra. Not difficult to understand the seventh, you know, the spiritual energy, the sixth contains the third eye and connects us to, you know, the astral realm, past lives, fifth, communication, fourth, heart, love, second, sexuality, ego, first, security, home, foundation. But the third chakra is the most mysterious chakra. And those of us who are threes, three master numbers, I mean, it's a little confusing.
Well, yeah, it's a hard chakra to define immediately because you think it has to do, you know, it's your third chakra, your stomach chakra. It's located at the navel, slightly above the solar plexus. And you tend to think, okay, so it's got to do with eating and diet, and the balance of the body, maybe with all that stuff going on. But, you know, and even though it does affect our digestion and elimination and pancreas, a kidney and adrenal glands and all that.
I mean, it's kind of above the digestive system, though, the solar plexus. I mean, it's between like the ribs and the navel. So it's not exactly, you know, that's what's confusing, I think. It's not exactly tied to the stomach.
Well, it is.
Geographically speaking, is what I'm saying.
Well, it sort of is tied to the stomach. It's not attached to the colon or the gonads or anything like that. It's the energy of the third chakra is basically the stomach energy. I mean, it's got a certain central location, but still, it governs digestion and metabolism and things like that.
Appetite.
But, you know, it, even though it's got that in the body, it's really about more than that. And the first crude phrase of the third chakra is gut feeling, a gut feeling. And that doesn't mean that, you know, a gut feeling after eating, it's a gut feeling of intuition. Now, in Sanskrit, chakra itself is called Manipura. And it's considered the
Manipura.
It's considered the city of jewels. It's actually what it means. Its color is yellow. And so, but in literal translation, it really means city of jewels or jewel city. Now, that's kind of interesting to have that concept in the third chakra. But because, and the symbol is an upside down triangle. So the apex of a triangle would be absolutely upside down. Now, the attitude of that is that the energy, the stomach, it's got a weird thing because the base of the triangle is facing the upper three chakra systems or upper four chakra systems, and the apex is facing downward, meaning that it's still the chakra of the ego. It's one of the last chakras of the immediate ego intensity of the body that we're dealing with
because it's within the lower three, which are all associated with the ego on some level.
Yeah. So that's right. So in the aspect of that chakra, we're really dealing with the fire. It's called the fire chakra. So the fire and the power of transformation within the ego. So that's where we take that chakra, it holds our inner strength. Who we are, how we feel about ourselves, our self-esteem, the affirmations we make about our immediate life, meaning our psyche, our personality, our intention, our goals. Even though, they're all kind of connected to higher chakras, because we're almost talking like we're in the attitude of the sixth chakra. This is on a base level, how we ground ourselves and how we actually, when we take off to a higher element of spirituality, this is the last chakra we deal with to make sure that we're well grounded.
So it's kind of the first chakra that leads to the bridge, which is the fourth, that leads to the higher chakras. So yeah. There's a completion energy in the third chakra on at that lower level.
Yeah, there is, because we're dealing with the energy of willpower and achievement.
And you often refer to the third chakra as the lower brain.
The lower brain. Because, it still has the power to create or destroy. It still has the power to determine our higher destination. So it's a very important chakra to deal with. In fact, to enlighten it, to kind of get it stimulated, there is a technique that a lot of yoga masters will use. And that is to breathe through the nose, only through the nose, in and out, very quickly, 2 breaths per second. And you take that and you kind of compress your solar plexus against the back of your spine. So you're doing that rapid breathing. That actually awakens the prana, the energy of the third chakra, and it starts to wake you up. It starts to wake you up. It is that rapid breathing. I think in childbirth there's an attitude of that rapid breathing too.
Like in Lamaze.
In that kind of energy. But anyways, it's sort of like it moves in and out of the abdomen. It wakes it up. It's sort of like the kind of stomach churning of the aspect of that. And that starts to wake it up. And while one's doing that, the attitude of that, one of the gems and stones that's associated with the third chakra is the tiger's eye.
I have one of those.
Yeah, great energy. And the color yellow. Well, the color yellow. Some people will say it's the color blue, but it's really the color yellow. It's the sunlight energy. The animal that's associated most significantly with the third chakra is the ram.
Really?
Yeah. Aries, the Ram, the attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, because third. Well, Aries three. I mean, astrologically, it does occur in the third month to the fourth, I believe.
Yeah. Right? Well,
in March and April. I mean, not that that is why you are associating it, but it is associated with the third month.
The third month, but it's more of the seed mantra. It's a kind of a dot that's above the mantra that resides in the deity, and that's the deity of Rudra. But that's a whole different aspect. And there's three eyes in that energy that formulate a symbolism. So when we get into the attitude, why there's a triangle too in the stomach chakra is because it's the third chakra. And of course, we visualize the, what do we visualize in the triangle all the time? The third eye.
Right.
So
it is connected to the sixth chakra.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, all the chakras are connected. But
yes.
In terms of that third eye symbol, because the three.
Yeah, that's right.
Relates to the sixth.
And so, you know, you that chakra is very important to us. Now, it also helps us in guiding us in making choices. So one thing, I know you have a question to ask me, but one thing that we can do is you can put your hand, the palm of your left hand, over your solar plexus, your third chakra, and kind of wave it around counterclockwise, and then stop and hold that, your palm over your stomach chakra, and ask yourself a question. You know, am I going to get this? Am I going to get that? How do I, whatever it is that you want, because we're still dealing with the ego. And if you get a slightly downward feeling, like a nauseated feeling, that means don't do something.
Really?
Yeah. And if you get a higher energy, a high intensity feeling, like butterflies in your stomach, an excited feeling, that means you have a positive affirmation. But that's only if you align your chakra in the palm of your hand. So
right.
That's one reason why you want to do
that. Sounds like kind of like using a pendulum or something.
Somewhat, yeah.
So, we've got a lot of callers, but, you know, perhaps we can continue on Wednesday, because I'd like to talk about problems that plague the third chakra, people with a master number three, but I don't think we're going to have time for that today. And also, I'd like to maybe discuss, Neil, somewhat of the mysticism of the number three, because as we know, three and seven are the mystical numbers of the number system, one through nine. Those are the two. So, you know, the fact that mystical chakra is located in the lower chakra system is a little bit interesting, paired with the seven, which is a higher chakra in the body.
I mean, before we get to our colors, I think in a nutshell, you have to think of it as the sense of your personal power. It's your personal, it is an ego chakra. It's not really related to the outside world and doing higher works. It's where you first start to find your personal power. And of course, it incorporates in it the first and second chakras of your personal power system.
I see. Okay, well, let's get to our callers then, Neil.
Okay.
All righty. 907 is our first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this? Could you just talk right into your receiver, please?
Yes, and Charlotte. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Hi, Charlotte. Charlotte from Alaska, right?
Right. Okay, about the chakra thing. So you said counterclockwise over the stomach, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Charlotte, can we get your birth date quickly first, please?
Yeah, 9/21/72.
Okay, and she's got a three right in her day. 21/3. Go ahead. And then the planet as well. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Okay, so is there any messages for me from Spirit? Or?
Well, let's see, you're 42 years old. Yeah, you were asking about counterclockwise. The reason
not
I said...
Not yet. Oh, yes, she is. She's turning 43.
The reason I said count... Yeah, you're 42. The reason I said counterclockwise with the left palm, when you go counterclockwise, you're pushing the energy in. When you go clockwise, you're pushing the energy out. So you want to go... You want to push the energy in... because you want to go to the inner essence of that third chakra, Charlotte,
And so that's why it's important when you rewind the energy, when you're going counterclockwise, you're going inside. And when you're going inside, what you're really doing is you're moving into your karma, into your past lives, hopefully to kind of scoop out the energy of that. And if you can get good visuals on it, you realize what your karma is all about and how you have to redeem yourself, how you have to be kind of born of the body into the born of the spirit. And those are two different concepts, but they are enveloped in the attitude of rebirth. But that's where the chakra system will reside in that third chakra. And personal messages for you. You know, the attitude of the third chakra, do you know that in vowel sounds it's ah? So when you're making that vocal sound, and you press your solar plexus against kind of the back of your spine, and then with the best of your breath, exhaling, and you go, ah, and you're exhaling almost like you're expelling your breath, that vibration should resonate against your spine. Now, why is that important? Because your kundalini resides in that area. And what you're doing with your kundalini is you're calling it out of its base chakra. If you go to the third chakra, ah. And that means that the kundalini goes to your third chakra and gives you a message. So I'm going to tell you, first of all, Charlotte, that it would be important for you to undergo that experiment. You just do it in your own privacy. You sit down, you go, you're concentrating on pressing your stomach in as best you can against your solar plexus going against your spinal cord. And then what you do is, you might receive a message. You might receive a vision. A lot of people start to hallucinate, especially if they do that 2 breath per beat per second exercise and then go, ah, you can actually hallucinate. You don't need drugs to do this. And you can get that energy in. Well, Charlotte, what am I getting to? I'm getting to the attitude of the music of harmony. Attitude of music. There's something to do with music element in your life today. I don't know how, I mean, to some respect, every human being on the planet connects to music in some way. And what I'm getting metaphorically with you is the music of harmony. Now, has there been any early life connections to music that you have to take piano lessons, violin, anything?
Yes, guitar lessons.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of connecting to that. Now, usually people who take early piano lessons, aside from the fact that your mother's got a ruler and she says, you're going to learn piano, or you have to do it for school or something. For the most part, when we take early music lessons, we are emerging into re-emerging into a past-like connection to music when we were, our substance was music from a past life. Now, for the most part, most of us do have substance of music from past lives because tribal societies depend a lot on music. And that's where the music energy started to originate. The music energy started to originate, too, because of the sound of the heartbeat. And so the beat of the energy, whenever we hear a beat in music, we're connecting it to the heartbeat, to the fourth chakra. So there's something in there that I think that might need a little bit of repairing, Charlotte, between the third and fourth chakra. That means repairing or maybe strengthening your willpower and getting that into the balance of your emotions. So there must be something that we're looking at. You know, I'm seeing a weird bridge with you. I don't know where it's coming from. Could be like San Francisco Bridge, New York Bridge, but I'm seeing a weird bridge. Are there any big bridges in your environment?
No, but I was just in Seattle like a couple weeks ago, and I was crossing a bridge every day to go to work.
That's where I'm going. Do you have any issues regarding that experience? Are there any issues that lead up to that experience?
Well, yeah, because 20 years ago, it was the same bridge that had collapsed. and I remember that on the news. Right. So I remember time I crossed over.
Yeah, we're getting into the depth of a deeper reading. I don't have time for that on the radio, but I can see where we're starting to get into the depths of a deeper reading, and that would have put you around the age of 22. You had a karmic change at the age of 31. Your master number is 4. But there's an issue there about job and relationship that I think has to be addressed in terms of where you're at right now in your life.
Well, I remember Charlotte last time she called the show, and she actually spoke with you privately, Neil. Last time she called the show, she was having some issues with her job, I believe. I can't remember where she was. Oh, TSA, I believe, right? Am I right, Charlotte?
Right. Correct.
Are you
no
still at that job? I'm
no,
sorry?
No.
You're done.
Yeah, I have a job with FedEx now. So.
Oh, you got the job with FedEx. Okay, so, and I know you helped her with that, Neil. So that's
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
There's probably some kind of karmic connection between your job now that has some kind of karma connection to emotion and self-esteem. So as we get into this area, Charlotte, we're going to discover that there's a new chapter that you're going to be entering that could have something to do with the relationship elements of your life. So I don't have time to go into it right now.
Right.
But that's
right.
The beginning statement of, and there's plenty of information there, but that's the beginning statement of a message for you.
Okay.
Well, thanks, you.
Charlotte,
thank you
for your call. All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right, 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. 780 is our next. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
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 Are you there?
Hello.
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 Hi, can you hear us?
Hello. Yes, I can.
Okay, who's this?
Oh, there it goes. Sorry. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hey there. March 24th, 1964. I really don't have a reading. I've got more questions than what you're talking about, anything else. I just wondered, this September is really interesting for energy. So just, you were talking about the misunderstood chakra. I just wondered, what can you do to strengthen it for my birthday, I guess, for me. Just wonder what I could do.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, he's got a 3.
Yeah, you know the third chakra, we can connect the numbers of the chakra sometimes to the numbers in our birth date. And
mm-hmm.
Your chakra, you're born in March, so we've got the third chakra there. And then your following number is a 2 because you're born March 24th. And that 2 is your master number.
Right.
So we've got 3 and 2, which is the element of the third chakra, the second chakra. That's going to be your sacral chakra, your reproductive chakra. And accumulating there, we get a 5, which is expression. So what you can do in terms of activating your energy as we speak is to get really in touch with that third chakra. And, you know, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, how to do that, at least on an initiative stages. And then from there, you see the following number from there is 2, which that's your main chakra center right now, Jay. The second chakra is just not about sex and aggression and procreation and all that. It's also about self-creativity because it does hold that. And, you know, and the attitude of power and ego is still in that second chakra. That second chakra is sort of the color vibration of who you are as a human being on this planet. Whenever animals flaunt their colors to seduce their mates in the animal kingdom, they're using the second chakra. That second chakra, they do that color display and that dance, so to speak, animals, to procreate. To reproduce, to mate. And so they do this great display of energy. But imagine what they're really doing is showing the potential mate what a great chakra system they've got. You know, look at the colors around me. It's almost like you're visualizing their aura when they do it. Well, you've got to activate your inner energy, Jay, in such a way that the colors come out of in your energy field vibrant and bright. And if we have a sort of lack of self-esteem within us, our reds and greens and yellows and blues that emanate around in our chakra system are going to look kind of dull, like a washed out color TV.
So you want those colors really bright, and the way to do that is through breath, through self-exclaiming about your higher power and grounding yourself in positive energy, affirmations, things like that. Eliminate doubt and fear. Those are sort of the first blanket statements as to how I can address your question in terms of how somebody who is compounded 29-11-2, and in the transfixed in the midst of their second chakra, how they can elevate. And I know you can elevate beautifully because you have a 4, you have a 6, you have a 4. Yeah. This is about heart, balance, visual eye, beautiful elements to work with that can actually reach down into your second chakra and light it up so that your second chakra actually has the intensity of the heart in it and the third eye.
Okay, Jay. Hope that helps.
So oh, that's quite a bit. Thank you so much. Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kristen. Take care. Be blessed.
562-596-7818 is Neil's number for further conversation. All right. 856. This is great.
What happened?
I don't know. They're playing music. There may be a...
Oh, the caller?
I think the caller is on hold for perhaps another show.
How
funny. Well, we were talking about music. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
Rosemaria, how are you?
Hi, could you turn off your music, please?
Yeah, I just did. Sorry.
Too bad it's not West High School.
It's Rosemaria from Jersey.
Oh, 1231-74. What's going on?
Whatever you can pick up that's positive. I'm still working on everything, relationship, job-wise, everything. I just did some changes for the last couple of weeks on the relationship, so.
Okay.
Changes on the relationship.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Okay, so you, let me get this clear, Maria.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Rosemaria.
Yeah.
You want, I'm not sure, do you want a message? What is it you're asking?
What are messages that you get from his inner spirit on a standstill with him? So I just told him how it is, so time to move on.
Because you're getting in a relationship, it sounds like.
You're getting in a relationship, you kind of told him how it is and to move on, and you want to know what his mindset is?
Right, because I know you did some stuff around, saying I'm his and all that stuff, and he doesn't do anything. So I just told him how it is to let it be if he's not going to do anything.
Yeah, stagnation. You know, when a human being is stagnant, what they do in their stagnation is they try to gather together an audience that will be in agreement with their stagnation. So that means you're around somebody who doesn't really move forward, but they want company. Misery loves company. And so
right.
He's stagnant. And
right.
What he's trying to do is seduce you into his realm of stagnation so that he has a support system for it. And you're really saying, I don't want to hang around with you if you're stagnating. So, some people make the mistake of doing that, especially if they're codependent people or they lack their own self-esteem. You're probably
right.
Just got frustrated, Rosemaria, and said, I'm not going to do this. If you can't move forward, at least in our union, then, that's just where I want to be. Now, your energy, you're 40 years old, and your energy is a 28-10-1. So you're actually 12 years past your karmic age of 28. Now, 12 is significant because, of course, it's a completion stage. It's the month you're born. So you're ready to move on. You're ready to move forward. So what I think what's going to happen, to answer his question about stagnation, he's probably frustrated. He probably
right.
feels a little selfish and off-put that you rejected him. So he feels rejected. And, but that's in relation to the concept of his ego. And his ego is now in stagnation. So what he feels should really, we have empathy for people,
but what we feel, what he feels should in your attitude of thinking should be relevant. Who cares what he feels? He's not ready to move forward. He has no right to keep you entrapped in that energy. And so for you to start to labor on how he feels, well, that's great empathy and there's compassion there. I don't want to eliminate that from you. But after having said that, who cares? Let him, you know, until he can decide to get off out of his chair and start moving, why should that eliminate your ability to dance through life?
So that's why I told him straight up on.
Well, good. Then you move forward. Don't look back. Don't make the mistake of looking back. You're liable to turn into a pillar of salt. And move forward. You know, don't manage him. Your confirmation was, I'm done. I'm moving forward. So don't look back.
Okay, Rosa Maria.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Hopefully that helps. You're welcome. Okay. Got lots of callers here, Neil, but I think we'll have enough time to get to everyone. Okay, this is Susan.
Hello. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Susan. 10:29:58. She's a 35-8.
I'm a youngin. I do resonate with, like, elevating with music, and at times when I really connect, I get these vibration and tingling sensations that go through me that are really amazing. But then I feel it in my heart, like almost like unplug. And then my throat, it goes into my throat and I just go, gah, gah. It's really weird.
Well, there's a block there. It's a block, Susan. And your body is telling you there's a distress element going on in the attitude of you raising your consciousness to your highest chakra system. So mm-hmm. it gets caught there, and so your body expresses a distress because there's something caught probably somewhere in the fifth number, chakra number five, but that could be a result of something being blocked in one of the lower chakras. So, you know, that's where people start to feel like they're stagnating, like they're not fully actualizing, and what they feel, what they envision about life is not coming through. So you put out distress call, like you're lost. And that's where that's coming from.
So is it trying to unblock? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a distress call. It could be, I mean, symbolically or maybe even literally, you're calling out to your higher guide. You're calling out to an energy field. You know, it's like a bird that keeps constantly calling out for its mate to see where the location of its mate is. You're calling out to your higher self, and there's a distress call. And we have to the way we conceive ourselves is how we designate the physical body, the physical energy from the astral or the spirit energy. And so there's a conflict going on between your body energy and your spirit energy, meaning that something going on the earth plane is stopping you from actualizing. And that becomes something that takes deep analysis. You know, to get into, discover where that problem resides and how to work it through, because it may involve three or four different aspects of your being. You know, it can involve your relationships, it can involve yourself, your ego, all kinds of things. And then you have to, tap in into, is it coming from a past life? Which one is it coming from? I mean, it gets a little complicated, but it's all workable. And some people will say, you know, I don't have the time to go into past life regressions to figure out, for God's sake, so what past life I'm having? Where do I have to go now? You know, time machine back in the past, figure out what I did wrong when I was a caveman? I mean, it's not so much of that as absorbing. You can go back into the past and absorb energy. absorb a feeling over all of your past lives, you come back with a general feeling, helplessness, frustration. Maybe it was ego, power hungry. Maybe you hurt somebody and you feel pain from back there. And, you know, I think one of the important aspects of this probably would be self-forgiveness. And you seek self-forgiveness by absolutely connecting to a higher power that grants forgiveness. But there's a marriage between self-forgiveness and spirit forgiveness, meaning the absolute high spirit of life, the light of forgiveness. And I don't know, maybe you have to go in there, Susan, but it sounds like that might be part of the content of your distress call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Susan. Hopefully that is a good start for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I saw you get a little emotional, Neil. Were you going back to a past life where you abused me?
Yeah.
You felt that regret.
The many
past lives where you abused and mistreated me.
Oh. Yeah, you. It was back in the 40s, and you were engaged in watching As the World Turns, and I turned off the
TV. I don't
think
that was all in the 40s.
Oh, it was.
The 1940s, As the World Turns, really?
I think, yeah.
Are you kidding?
They had it on the radio.
Ah. Oh, so I wasn't watching it on the TV. It was the radio.
It was the radio, but, you know, time is relative.
Right.
So the radio, the TV, you know, it's all relative. But As the World Turns, you were watching that.
Listening.
And I turned off the volume. You got mad at me, and we got into a big fight. And that's what you're stirring.
Well, it started on TV in 1956, so we know that, you know, there's a little exaggeration going on here. Okay, let us bring on Nathaniel 951, and everybody that's in the queue will be getting a reading, but the order's a little, you know, jumbled as usual. So I'm trying to bring everybody on as best I can in the order that they called in. Nathaniel.
Hello.
Hi. 5157, he's a 28101, like Rosa Maria, actually. What's going on?
Oh, just getting in the groove of the holiday here and doing some kind of cleanup around the house.
All right. Well, cleaning is good. I like to clean. I don't know why, but it makes me feel, I mean, it's a catharsis. I like getting organized.
Yeah, that's... You know, it's, you know, good to be able to move and get organized, so.
Definitely.
So you're celebrating Labor Day by doing some labor around the house.
Yeah.
Well, how is it going with, well, see, where did we leave off? You were getting a new car? You wanted a new car?
Well, he had some damage to his car. I mean, he wants a new car because of transmission problems, but then there was damage, right, as well?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what I'll qualify for, but actually the $317 a week I get in disability is supposed to be, you know, a qualification for to buy a car. So I don't know what interest rate I could get, but I may qualify because I'm on disability.
Hmm.
Well,
is that going to continue, Nathaniel? The disability?
Yes, I hope so.
Well, look into it, you know, don't procrastinate, look into it, because, you know, that car is going to come in handy probably. And, you know, put out energy.
It's a little hard because there's not so many, car dealers in the area. So I have to somehow pick out the best one. I'm not sure.
Isn't there?
Because I hear about a lot of them, but they're way in L.A. They're like 100 miles away.
Well, I just sold a car. Wasn't it? I don't remember.
They pick up
cars.
Free.
Yeah, they picked. I actually got a really good price, and my car was, you know, it was on its last legs. But I, you know, much better than any of the prices I was quoted for the car.
I think today you can
go to
find
True Cars.
I'm sorry.
did you go to True Cars or what?
No, it was like Cash for Used Cars or something like that. You know, I'll email it to you, Nathaniel, on Facebook. I think I promised to do that a long time ago. Maybe I didn't. But, yeah, I will definitely do that. I've got to look them up. And I don't know how far they travel, but they may have an outpost where you're at because I think they, you know, have a pretty extensive business. So that's where I would that's where I would suggest first.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of a practical answer.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'll look.
Yeah. So you know, to look, check that out. You know, because you can do that through the internet, I imagine.
Yeah, and you can call them. Actually, I called and set an appointment. They came. You know, I mean, you were here. You know.
Yeah. But, so try that one, Nathaniel, and we'll continue to put out energy for your job and well-being and maybe in cleaning up your place or maybe you're even cleaning up your karma a little bit. But
yeah, well, I may even, you know, move it into a storage place, you know, if I don't feel so comfy here and, you know, rent a motel for a week or so and kind of go here and there. I don't know, you know, and get a P.O. box, but that's, you know, more hassle, but you know, I see the lady walk by my car and she walks real close to it. I go, oh no, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're in a real safe neighborhood. So
you know, I'm way in the back. I'm actually way in the back too, so you know, I'm like 150 yards, you know, behind the street, you know, and they have a little house or whatever. So not you know, patrolled or anything. It's not so safe at all.
I've pulled this up here, Nathaniel, on Yelp. So I'm gonna just send you this link and then give them a call.
Okay.
Yeah, all try right. That and then we'll work on the energy of maybe in it changing your environment. And seeing if anything pertains to something out there that we can connect to that maybe might promote this idea of change.
And you know what? I would ask them if, you know, because it looks like they're local, but, you know, in our area, but they may be able to refer you to someone that's closer to you that would be, you know, a viable option. So I'll send it over to you, Nathaniel, okay?
All right. All right, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays. All right, 407 Michelle, 10-17-74, she's a 30 equals 3. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for laboring today. I appreciate it.
thanks.
I actually labored today, too.
Do you?
Yes. So, hello, Neil and Kristen. I have a different question today, believe it or not. About a year and a half ago, I applied for a volunteer opportunity that I thought was really interesting, and I thought professionally it might do something for me. And I was disappointed because I didn't get contacted to do it. And today, actually, something reminded me of that, and I realize now that this whole thing is very much in line with things that I'm interested in. Do you think that this time around I'll get contacted to do this volunteer opportunity?
What kind of volunteer work is it?
It has to do with wine and hotels and probably foreign people.
Volunteering with
it's a charity event, but it involves those things.
Is it just like a one day thing or one evening thing?
I think it's like 3 or 4 days.
So it's not like an ongoing process. It's just like you'd be serving or something like that.
Right, or working with the people. Right.
Uh huh.
And why is this important to you to volunteer for this effort?
Because I do have an interest in wine and hotels with what I want to teach English with. And it's interesting that it's all kind of in a combination there. And it's also in a place that I like a lot.
Oh.
Is this overseas?
No, actually, this one's in the U.S., near where I live.
Oh, this is in the U.S.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, if
there's a link to a higher passage of where you want to go in life. So it's just not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. And I think that might, what I'll do, Michelle, is on the radio today, I will try to draw a link to making a connection. But tell me, are you waiting for confirmation or somebody supposed to get back to you about this? Have you already applied?
No, I just saw that the application was open because last year it opened later. So I just realized it's open now, so I can apply now, but it's Labor Day and there's no one I can contact. So I was thinking of actually physically calling someone tomorrow about it.
Okay, so you call someone tomorrow about it. On the radio, I'm going to draw a connection between you doing this and your higher work, dealing with wine, hotels, and communicating with people. So I'm going to draw that link. I want to ask you something, though. What is your connection to birds? Did you ever have a pet bird? Anything you can give me about birds?
Yeah, I had two birds when I was a kid.
Okay. So that's my attitude about going to an angel and asking him I can at least activate an energy for you. An angel told me to ask you about birds. You confirmed that you had birds. You had two of them. And believe it or not, that's a way of me saying to you that I asked angel for help for you today, and I got an affirmation. Now, where it goes from there, we don't know, but it's a good sign to start our journey on you calling tomorrow. Tell them why, if you can speak to a live person. I like to talk to live people, not recordings. And
I like to talk to dead people. I thought you liked to talk to dead people.
Well, they are alive to me.
You
don't die. You never die.
Oh, good.
You just go to a next
What
stage.
A comeback.
Yeah.
That was good.
It is a comeback. But you want to talk to a person in the flesh with a heart and all that. So you tell them that you want this opportunity because you have a vested interest in it. And you can bring a lot to it. And tell that. That's going to impress somebody than just saying, you know, I want to volunteer. So you do that. And I'm going to see if we can get the angel to activate this person's consciousness to move it along so you can get the job the volunteer work as you're requesting. Okay?
Okay, Michelle.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. She's a wine fan. A wine fan. A 30 equals 3, that's a wine fan.
Yeah.
How interesting. I bet she drinks Spanish wines, too, because she goes just back and forth to Spain. So I'm partial to European wines myself. Okay, so let's take Eva.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you? She's 10, 17, 60, 25, 7. How are you? It's been a while, Eva. How's it going?
Yeah, things are going okay. You know, my question is interesting because it has to do with, you know, where I'm living and the fact that I don't feel physically safe, but I stay in a place of laziness. And it's not safe like someone's going to attack me. It's safe from, I would say it's a toxic place physically for me.
Like environmentally toxic or?
Yes. I would say environmentally toxic. So I'm just wondering what that's about. Like sometimes I think maybe I stay in places that aren't physically good for me. And I mean, I've been here for months. I've gained a ton of weight very quickly.
Uh-oh.
I think it's a way of protection.
I don't know.
Especially. Yeah.
She faded.
She faded. Are you still there, Eva?
I am still here. Yikes. Can you still hear me?
Can she hear us?
I don't know. We're still on. Yeah.
Still
on. Let me mute her for a minute and then try to bring her back on. Eva, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So it's just interesting that I end up in sometimes places I feel are physically toxic for me, but I'm not willing to get up and go. I mean, I've been here for months because it's convenient and it's easy. And I'm just wondering what that is with, you know, being around things like that.
Eva, it's karma.
your connection to environments that are toxic or dark, negative, that has to do with karma because of your 101 energy in the first coded energy of your birth date, 101. The one is earth and land. The zero here represents some karma in the earth and land. And then it repeats itself with another one because you're 1017. So that you're dealing with the element of environment and karma. And what you have to do, you'd have to, I don't know, sometimes what we have to do is we're in the world and we're living out our karma. That's the most unfortunate part, is that some of us just live out our karma and resolve it and get rid of it. Then we come back into the next lifetime and we start to work on our higher self as soon as we come back to the planet. So I don't know. You have a 7 in there and your master number is 7 and you have a 6 in your year. So you're just not here to live out karma. You're here to activate higher energy while you're getting rid of your karma. So there's a reason why you're here. The stagnation bothers me a little bit because you are 54 years old. You had a change at 25. So there's might be something that you're activating in terms of stagnating. But if you're there to release karma from your environment, that would take a deep discussion to analyze what is it you're trying to release in the area that you are. Are you divorced? Have you ever divorced?
I've never been married, but I was in a 15-year relationship.
Oh,
that's it.
Well, that's the only thing that came up in my throat that seemed to activate something. So believe it or not, that 15-year relationship, there's something unresolved in it, and it's finding an energy source to still activate in terms of your environment. So it might have been a toxic relationship at some point. Was it?
There were outside elements that were toxic to it.
Okay.
There was a person involved in our relationship who was very toxic.
Okay. Well, that's outside energy, and that can now connect to your environment. So there has to be work done that has residual energy in that episode of your life that's finding a way to reside in your environment. And that's what I would recommend that you explore to get rid of.
That so makes sense.
Okay, Eva. Well, you can always explore further, and glad to have you today. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Wonderful call. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we have one more caller, Neil, in about 4 minutes, so why not take them? 313.
Okay.
I don't recognize this number. Hi, who's this? They just dropped. I can't believe that. Jeez, just when we're about to take them.
Just when we're about to take them and they drop.
Well, too bad for them.
They got scared.
I guess. Well, we can be kind of intimidating, I hear.
Well, unrealistic fear. Maybe they went to another show.
Perhaps.
Maybe
imagine
they went
that.
To a better show. Well, I guess then that this is a wrap.
This is a wrap. We're approximately 3 minutes left in the show, right along with our theme of the show today, third chakra.
Yeah.
But we are back on the air on Wednesday, and we'll be continuing our discussion, I guess, on that day. So that will be 10 a.m. on Wednesday. And until then, have a great week, everyone, and a relaxing Labor Day. Bye.